Hi, I'm Danica Johnson.
And I'm Crystal DeConte.
And we are
Champion Chat 360.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Champion Chat 360. Today we have three ladies and then two in utero and then one out. So she might make her little appearance because she's about to cry right now.
I love it.
Oh, man. So let's first check in. Danica, how are you doing?
I am 1 centimeter dilated. I'm ready. I know that's not ready, but I'm ready. I'm like, oh, great. 1 centimeter dilated. Can she come out now?
1 centimeter was more than I was when I went to go in to have her, so.
I'm just getting anxious, I think. Other than that, I feel pregnant. I feel preggo.
And that's a perfect little segue into our guest today.
She's, I know.
Second time. Bianca, how are you today?
I am good. I'm actually feeling really good today. Although I feel like feeling really good now has taken on a new meaning, mm-hmm. whereas like old feeling really good was like I could carry the world on my back and like do backflips. Now feeling really good is like I took a shower today and and I'm functional. So
I tied my shoes today. It was great.
I made a meal.
That actually stays exactly the same. The only difference is instead of inside maybe getting kicked, you're getting someone to cry and you're like, okay, I actually showered and she didn't scream the moment I like walked into the shower.
It's a dawning of a new era.
That is awesome. So Bianca, how far along are you now?
So as far as like when I was tracking my apps, I guess, I would say that I'm like about to head into my 32nd week, but my doctor, every week I'm going back, keeps telling me that I'm measuring the week 1 week later. So he's tracking me right now as I'm going into my 33rd week. So yeah, around there. I keep awesome. Saying like, I don't really know what that means, but you know. So about around 33 weeks. So I have, a little ways to go, but also at that point where I feel like, oh my gosh, like how am I possibly going to get bigger and move slower and get more tired? It's like, I can't even imagine that, but it's going to happen.
Yeah. And it happens. I thought the same exact thing. I was like, there's no way. There's no freaking way. And it happens. You get your belly gets bigger and you keep on going and you waddle a little bit more.
I think I've already started the waddle a little bit. My husband pointed it out to me. He's like, ooh, I think you're waddling. I'm like, good thing to point out.
Great. Christy, did you feel that?
It's hard. I don't even know what date is, so it's hard to remember what it was back then. I think what happens is you're tired, but it's a different kind of energy too because you're so close. You're like, okay, it could be literally any moment. So you get your nesting maybe kicks in. And that's what gives you more energy to get shit done.
There's got to be adrenaline with that excitement and those nerves too.
100%. And it was also like just anxiety for me. To get things done and being a planner and just worried, like I said before, one of my biggest concerns was the dogs and you can't do anything about that until the moment it happens. So I was energy worrying about that. But yeah, I don't really remember, to be honest, what it felt like to be you guys right now.
That's what everyone says too. And I didn't believe it. I was like, there's no effing way that you forget this shit. And, but that's good to hear, I guess, because I feel like you out of all people would remember like every detail, but maybe it's because, your world has shifted and changed and your focus is this beautiful little being that you're swaddling right now.
Yes. Yes. She is strapped to my chest because she will not sleep any other way. She won't fall asleep any other way. Once I get her to a good sleep level, she'll stay asleep. Like right now, she's dozing, But if I put her down right now, she'd wake back up and cry.
Will she sleep with your husband in the same way, or is it only you?
No, she'll sleep with my husband, too, like this.
Okay.
It's in a, she's wearing, like, I'm wearing a Catan thing right now, so she's all bundled in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I can, do things, but then I also like to just hold her just in case, like, but you can see she's sleeping now.
Oh, she is. Look at that little bean.
Her eyes are half open. Yeah, it's crazy. That's why Danica, I wrote it all down, too.
Yeah, yeah.
So that I could someday look back and, like, tell Belle, like, this is what was going on, or maybe tell the client, like, no, let me check my records.
That's actually a great idea.
Yeah. And because, like I said, I don't know what happened yesterday. I think, like, I'm always like, what day is it? I have clients, and I'm like, or I'm back to work, so I have clients, and I'm like, yeah, no, I know I see you tomorrow, but I don't know what day it is.
Yeah. Bianca, so the last time you came on, I want to say you were, 20 weeks or around?
I don't even remember.
I want to say it was around, like, the 20
weeks.
So, from then until now, what have been big changes and big shifts for you?
Well, definitely my workload has changed.
Yes.
I mean, I know women who were teaching group fitness classes, like a full schedule right up until the day they gave birth. And, you know, friends of mine that were trainers also, and they were just able to make it all happen. Some, you know, and I feel like I was comparing myself to these, like, superhuman people to me that if, like, of course I can do that because they can do it. And so there's no excuse why I can't do it. Something about my body, my mentality shift. I feel like this specific pregnancy for me was kind of had like an inverse relationship with my work life. And I feel like it was hard for me to finally let go and enjoy being pregnant while still maintaining the hustle of driving all over the place to clients, driving to teach classes, and just there was just no downtime to focus on, like, nurturing myself or giving myself that relaxation. And by the end of the day, I was so tired that, like, I was foregoing my own workouts, which is something that was really important for me to maintain, even though that might sound selfish. But I was like, I don't want that to slip, you know, just so that I can be a workaholic, you know. And right. So I think the biggest change was probably starting in, like, October, maybe like end of September, because I went away at the end of September on a baby moon. And actually that was the catalyst that kind of set me off to start to pull back from saying yes to every single thing, even if social, you know, a social event, or, you know, starting to cut back on taking on new clients and just slowing down altogether. And that has made, for me personally, such a big difference mentally to be able to finally enjoy myself and feel like I can, I don't know, I just feel a lot more at peace right now than before, where everything was just frenetic and I constantly felt like no matter how hard I was kicking my legs, I couldn't get my head above the water. And now I'm like, I could totally do this, like, you know, 7 to 8 weeks left, like, I got this, you know. So that definitely has been the biggest change.
That is awesome. And was it difficult for you to, like, maintain that shift? Like, once you did it, you're like, no, I'm going to, like, start to take some time for me and nurture me. Were there moments that you were like, I could do more, or I could get back to it?
Yeah. I mean, that the emotional transition was not easy. And still to this day, like, I had a conversation with my husband yesterday saying that I feel, like, unproductive and useless. Like, I'm only growing a human, and, like, you know, I'm still working. I'm not working right now, but it's just a very, 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 like, low schedule. And I mean, I'm just doing primarily online clients right now, and I have, like, maybe, like, 4 of my regular clients left, and that's it. So for me, that's such a huge shift. And there was this, like, I think because there's this transition between, you know, your life pre-baby and then when you have the baby, where it's this, like, gray area interim of, like, okay, at least for me, like, all right, I'm slowing down, I'm focusing on me and the baby, but I don't have a tangible baby to take care of. So it's this, like, purposeless, I feel like I'm just not contributing to the earth in any way, kind of like empty feeling, especially because I'm very type A. I'm very aggressive and like go, go, go all the time. So it's been definitely a lesson in learning how to like take care of myself before anything else and not feel guilty about it. And yeah. I'm still struggling with the feeling of like, I feel so useless. And I think that that's an unhealthy mindset to have because yeah. I'm not, you know, juggling 8 million things doesn't mean that I'm useless, but I'm so programmed to thinking that like productivity equals purpose. And so I think it's like a really powerful lesson that I'm going through now to kind of say, I don't have to be killing myself and driving myself into the ground in order for me to like prove my life's worth to myself. So it's kind of interesting. I'm still struggling with it.
Yeah, I feel like I'm still going through that where to give myself permission to just have downtime or just relax has been only when I'm physically incapable of doing something else. So I said it out loud. I was on like the elliptical the other day and I was like cramping, like I had side cramps. I like couldn't get comfortable. And I was like, okay, baby girl, you win. Like you win.
Mm-hmm.
It's your time. And I like got off. I shut it down. I went upstairs. I took a bath and I was like, okay, this is what it means to surrender. Like, this is my friend telling me all the time, like, you have to practice the art of surrendering and appreciate it and be okay with it. And for so much of my life, too, and probably Christy can relate to this, too, being type A and being like, go, 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 and like you feel defeated in a sense, but it's not defeat. It's just that it needs to be like a shift of the mindset that you're still doing something. You're still proactive in life and you're just shifting. It's just, it's just a change. But yeah, it's freaking hard when you're before being was go, go, go. And you really didn't have something that was telling you to stop necessarily and you could go all the time, and then now you have like this human that you're growing and you're being told stop, like your body's telling you to stop. I posed the other day the client the other day and I was like, I cannot, what am I doing? Like, this is ridiculous. Like, absolutely, who puts on like 5.5-inch heels and like poses? Like, I looked at her and she was like, you look uncomfortable. I don't worry about me. I'm just we might need a mop, but it's okay. Totally.
That's too
fine.
Funny. I think it's also, you know, I feel like we touched on like the subject of control last time, and I feel like it also has a lot to do with control because it's not like we're making it is a choice. It is a decision to slow down because you could have very well stayed on that elliptical and I could very well be working myself into the ground right now. So there is that power of choice, but I feel like it doesn't feel like a voluntary choice. It feels like we're giving, like you said, like we're defeated, like we're giving into something. And so there's that sense of that loss of control. Like, you know, we're not micromanaging every single little piece of our lives, and that in itself can be a very overwhelming and scary feeling. But I feel like the thing that kind of helps me get out of that is to think to myself, well, I'm making the choice to be a mother. I'm making the choice to put her first and to, you know, be selfless with this. So in the end, it's like, I'm still kind of in control here. I'm just making, like you said, you know, the change. It's actually also something that I've thought of too. It's like, I feel like people always think forward and backward as far as like progress, like you're either moving forward or you're falling behind, you're progressing or you're regressing. And I think that another way to look at it is there's like side shuffling too, you know, where you're not really going forward or backward, you're just kind of like moving laterally, like from one goal or priority to another goal or priority, and not necessarily succeeding or failing, but just like you said, changing. So that's also something that like I kind of talk to myself about, that, you know, I'm not becoming any more or less productive, any more or less valuable, or, you know, but it is hard. You know, I feel like, I don't know if I mentioned this last time, but based on like my struggle. I'm very open with like my love for mental health and professional help and stuff. And since my struggles years ago with my eating disorder, I still see my therapist that helped me through those years. And something she said to me recently that was very powerful to me was, she said, you know, you're also, it's almost a grieving, a loss too, because there's this person you identified with for like your whole life. And she said to me, like, fitness in some way or another, whether when you were dancing or whatever, fitness has always been, or like this, you know, this entrepreneur or somebody who's like always goes after what they imagine or they create, this creative person. So this person has always been who you've identified with. And yeah, that person has changed or evolved a little bit, but it's still that person with certain character traits. She said that it's almost like you're grieving a loss as you, like with you, with the, like you mentioned the posing, it's almost like that's a piece of that part of you that right now you might be like grieving the loss of. And I feel like that's a concept a lot of pregnant women probably do feel, but yeah, like feel too guilty to talk about, because obviously this is a blessing and it's like a wonderful thing. But I think it's very normal to feel like you're losing these pieces of yourself that aren't, you're not really losing. It's just that lateral shift a little bit, you know, temporarily, if anything.
Yes. I actually, I had that moment, and I was texting a girlfriend about that. One of the times I was at her show, I think it was in April, so it wasn't even that long into my pregnancy that I realized I'm a big person that likes to just get up and go, and I can't just get up and go anymore. And I realized that one day walking around when I was in Boston, because I love getting in the car and going to see people, like drive 5 hours, go see Danica, go 2 hours, go to like wherever. I was always that person and I love it. And I realized I was walking around the Nike store in Boston and I was like, shit, this is gonna be one of the last times I'm walking around somewhere without like, and this is gonna sound terrible, but baggage, like as a stroller, a bag, baby, all the above. There's no more just, oh, I just need some snacks for the road. Sweet, I'm out. And just me going, I mean, my life is pretty easy where I can do my job from anywhere. I can do it everywhere. I mean, I can get up and go visit clients in 2 hours, 5 hours, wherever. My husband's schedule is also different, so I can also go and be do things on my own. All I needed was someone to watch the dogs, and that was easy because they're, even though they're assholes, they're awesome. but now it's not like that. I mean, even to get to... to get like my husband a Red Bull, he asked if I could stop and get him a Red Bull, and I was thinking how much more of work that is now, because I can't just stop the car and run inside. I have to turn the car off, get her out with me, go inside, come back, set her back in, whether I wear her or bring the thing in. It's 100% true that it's normal to mourn your previous life. The other thing, the other angle that I think I realized too is the ego part of it, where we have control, but also your ego, where I know for me at least, being that little Rocky that says like, I can do it, like no, I can teach, I can have clients right up until the day I give birth, and I did, but I also didn't know I was going to give birth that day. But I can, you know, I can do X, Y, and Z. I emailed my people from the hospital.
Wow. Like,
why? I know why. I wanted to prove someone wrong that was an asshole and said shit that said that I couldn't do it, or I was going to take time off. And I was like, fuck you. No, I'm going to do it. And I'm going to work. And I still work in my offset. I mean, granted, it was easy because it, like you were saying, Bianca, it was just mostly, it was just online, and my in-person people knew that I wasn't going to see them for 4 weeks is what it was. But I had to deal with the ego part. And then that kind of brought us into something that Danica and I talked about a little bit last time. And I was also talking to a mom who, a pro mom is what I call them, but before the internet, we'll say, before Instagram and social media came about, where they didn't feel this pressure that, you know, I don't know if you feel, Bianca, but I know I read some of your posts, so I do know a little bit, but the pressure that I know Danica and I talked a little bit about, and you guys can each see your side, but of being a fit pregnancy and then being a fit new mom and, you know, being a personal trainer, and part of it is you do want to you want to be a role model. Now the role model is not just like in your gym, it's on social media everywhere. And it's not just to your clients that you see every day, but it's a lot more, I almost feel like responsibility for nothing, because who the fuck cares?
Yeah, no, it's so true. It's so true. I feel like now it's fun. All right. I'm trying to organize my thoughts with this one. So when I guess first got pregnant and like my first trimester, you know, everyone knows the first trimester is like the absolute worst. As far as like your symptoms and everything. And I was teaching like 12 group fitness classes, working with clients like all day long, morning to night, like literally driving myself into the ground. And it part of me was, it was like that pressure of like, well, first of all, nobody knows at that point. Like my managers knew, like at different gyms I taught at, but as far as clients and what, nobody knew. And so, but throughout there was just this pressure of like having to be this like superhero type person. And I think it's also because of the unrealistic expectations, I think, based on social media and comparing to other people. And like I said, like I knew these other women who did everything right up until they gave birth. And part of me was like, oh, it's not even an option to like slow down. Or, you know, obviously then there's that pressure to look a certain way. Cause like when I first told people I was pregnant, everyone's like, oh, you're going to carry so small. You're going to be this little skinny person with a basketball in your belly. And like, even just people saying that, although they mean it as a compliment, to me, I think subconsciously it's like, oh my God, like there's no room to get fat. Like, oh right. My, like, you know, and I mean, I think I've come very far in my own mentality to kind of like hear those comments and be like, well, F you, my body's going to do what it's going to do. And like, I am self-forgiving in that way, but there's definitely that subconscious pressure nowadays that like, even with like women with regular jobs that like get really small maternity leaves, it's like you go, you have your kid, you get right back to work. And I don't know, part of me, I feel like in the beginning was kind of like trying to keep up with that pressure as much as I was being self-forgiving. And some days, like I just let myself stay in bed all day. And, you know, I did do some self-loving things. I feel like I'm at a point now where I'm like, it's going to be what it's going to be. Like if I'm working out now, it's because it's important for me to continue to stay fit for my labor. And so that like, you know, I have hopefully like an easier time rebounding afterwards. And I feel like now I'm looking more so at it as I feel like I'm helping people more by showing the more human side of pregnancy. And I think at first I wanted, like in my mind, it was going to be like, you know, hashtag fit mom. And now I'm like, no, real mom. You know, it's like most women don't sit there doing like barbell squats when they're like 39 weeks pregnant. Not saying that's bad, like good freaking for you. But like most women at that point have like swollen ankles, swollen feet. Like, and I feel like it's important just to show like, you know, whatever my strengths are to show them and whatever my weaknesses are to show that as well. So I feel like at first I felt pressured by the pressure. Now I feel like I'm trying to go against the pressure and show the ups and the downs, because I feel like that's more so like people want to feel like they're not alone. And at the same time, though, if I have a great day and I did get to the gym or I did do something cool, like I want to share that too, so that people can see like, well, you don't have to give up, you know?
Right.
So, but I think that there's like immense amounts of pressure, and especially how you look post baby. I think that that's probably the biggest as far as like media pressure. Mm-hmm. You know, you see like even on all these like healthy pregnancy accounts or websites, you know, constantly see like the after baby progress pictures. And as much as like I feel like in my own head, I'm like, already like, not that I'm going to drive myself nuts, but like curious, like how's my body going to react? How's it, when can I start working out again? And part of me is also like, why is that such a priority? Why is the priority not enjoying this like special time where like your baby's never going to be that little ever again, and they're never going to be in this phase ever again, and we're worried about our bodies? Like it's just, it's so messed up, you know? Yep. So I'm already trying to coach myself through being prepared to not be consumed by that. Not that I think I would be consumed, but just not to be, I guess, preoccupied by that at all. So that's kind of where I'm at. Christy, I'm I'm sorry to cut you off. I'm curious how you're handling that right now.
Mm-hmm. Jennifer, do you want to talk about your point, and then I'll cover that? Or
no, you go first.
Okay. Yeah. So I actually just started working out for real last week. In this week. This week was my first real workout, meaning like using a bar. So I'm 6 weeks post. Yesterday was her 6 week mark. I don't know what day it is. So it was the first time I actually worked out in a gym, and I only worked out twice this week. And I have a class that I teach at Silver Sneakers that I started last week. That was the first one. But to be honest, I haven't really cared. There have been moments, glimpses in my head where I'm like, ah, shit, I wish I could work out. Or, ah, shit, my finger's still kind of poking myself and losing it. Like, I'm losing my finger a little bit in my belly. Kind of like it. Or trying to, like, just seeing where I'm at. Like, how's those jeans? Nope, still not going on. Or stepping on the scale and being the same weight for, you know, 3 weeks in a row. But I didn't worry about it because I didn't do anything about it. Meaning, like, I'm a person that would do something. I know there are people who are like, oh, I'm never going to be great, and they just kind of keep it there. But I'm not that person. I just didn't care that I wasn't really losing. Like, I was like, ah, shit, for a second. And I was like, but honestly, what are you doing, Christy? You are sitting and feeding your child, and then you're trying to sleep and, you know, not go crazy in that way. Mm-hmm. There's only enough room for this craziness, and this craziness is all devoted to living.
Well, that's awesome to hear. That's like relieving, you know?
Yeah. And I don't know if it's just me, but it wasn't a huge deal. And then, you know, I started to walk, and then I felt okay walking. And then I did a little band stuff here and there, but it was nothing. It was like two sets of like 10. I'm like, yeah, that's good for now. Like, if I can like move, because I was sore this week, and I was like, that's going to be something I'll work with, is not being too sore and, you know, balancing out my don't go too hard too fast, and then, you know, be realistic with yourself. But I can say, oh, it's just so great hormones, you're so in love, you don't care about that. I think it's just I just don't care, because I don't have room to care about that right now.
That's awesome. I feel like I've gotten to that point in my pregnancy, but I think that I like project onto, or I'm like looking forward into the future, and I know that like I've already made like a commitment to myself, like I will not drive myself, like I'm not gonna diet, like I haven't dieted in years, so I'm like I'm not dieting, and I obviously like making healthy choices and whatnot, but you know I'm not going to push myself to work out even if I'm cleared to, and I don't feel like I'm at that point either, just with my schedule or whatnot. I feel like I'm putting no pressure on myself, but I'm just hoping that I don't get to that point and then feel that like resistance of, or like that judgment voice in my head where, because you know, it's easy to be triggered as far away from those issues as you can get. Then you find yourselves in those moments where you're just like, wait, how did my mind just spin out of control here?
Yeah. So it happens to everything. There's little, like I said, I won't lie and say, I'm perfectly fine not being fit. I love watching everyone else be fit, and I'm just fine. I'm just like, oh, no big deal. No, that's bullshit, too. Like, there's moments I'm like, oh, shit, she looks good. Shit, I do not look good. I can't say last time I washed my hair. I don't know. Put makeup on last. There are moments in your head you're just like, ah. But it kind of goes back to what we're talking about, too, is being present in that moment and doing the side shuffle, like you said, like, it's just, I'm side shuffling right now where this is my present moment, and I'm accepting the present, not looking at the past of what I was in my body or what maybe I want to be in like 6 months or so or a year, whatever it is. Like, if it's competing again for me or if it's not, like, I'm just not, I'm staying right here and keeping, and I tell people, I tell my clients this all the time. I say, keep your eyes on your own paper. So my own paper is, you know, 6 weeks post. I am not like this super crazy fit person from like the Aussie girl that we talked about last time, Danica. But I'm also not someone who's never worked out before. So my place in my body, as in comparing almost to social media, is just neutral. So like you said, real mom. Mm-hmm. I'm a real person, but for some people, I'm also an asshole because I'm better, and I'm what they want to be. But that's why I said last time too is I almost stopped talking about some things because I felt like I was bragging, and I hate that. I'm like, I don't want to make people feel bad. I want to help people feel inspired, and I don't want anyone else to be like, well, I didn't work out today, so am I an asshole?
No, I think it's, to be honest, I think it's kind of inspiring to hear somebody be proud of where they're at or what they do, because I feel like we're in an age of just feeling perpetually not good enough and beating ourselves down. So I find it kind of refreshing when somebody's like, I rock, like, good for me. So
I get on this call today and she's not screaming. How are you doing, Danica?
Good. I'm taking it all in. I was trying to compile my thoughts too. You know what was kind of an eye opener to me, and I think I told you this, Christy, but the last time I posted like my weight gain, I got this such a negative comment, and since then I haven't posted where my weight is at because I'm like, why the fuck does it matter? Like, who cares? Like, clearly there's going to be negative, there's going to be positive, there's going to be people that are going to take it and they're going to compare themselves, and no matter what you do, you're always going to be judged, I think, if you're in this kind of world and whatever platform you have built for yourself as well. I know that the platform that I have built for myself has been more related to fitness modeling stuff and my aesthetics and that being than other parts of me. And I realized that, like, there's a part of me that's like, God, I wish I didn't do that. Like, I wish I didn't build that platform up so strongly, because there's so much more to me that I wish people focused on. Like, I wish I didn't get like 500 likes because of how I looked, but 500 likes because my A1C level from my diabetes is down. Mm-hmm. Like, I wish the comments were more geared towards like, wow, she's like bringing her fructosamine levels down, which is saving her child from like growing into this 110th percentile range, and she's not having like a linebacker. So like so I realized, like, you know, I did that to myself, and I kind of created the pressure that was to come, in a sense. And then I can, like Bianca said, like, you can push against it or go with the pressure, like, give into it or whatever. But I've also, in the past, like, couple months, a big focus, because my baby has, so she is directly growing, like, her rate of growth is so fast, and it's directly related to my blood sugars. And so, like, the past 4 weeks, my job was to make sure that my sugars were good. I didn't give a fuck about my weight. I haven't weighed myself in forever. I step on a scale backwards, and if the doctor thinks that I need to know what's going on, they can tell me. But I have focused on my sugars, and because that's way more important right now. Like, that's a part.
Definitely.
And that is a part of me. Taking care of myself is a part of me. Getting food in that is going to help maintain level sugars is way more important than anything else. And what's sad is that with social media, like, Christy knows this about me, and my husband knows it, my mom knows it, but the people who are following me, I bet they have no idea. Like, they have no idea, like, nor do they really probably give a fuck. Like, and I don't blame them, because I kind of was like, hey, follow me for my looks. Like, mm-hmm. And I wish that I wanted to start a new account and be like, diabetic Danica. And just, like, see where it goes from there. What is cool, though, is I have gotten, so the more I've been, like, and clearly you can shift it, right? Like, you can create these changes. Bianca, you've been able to do this where, like, you are like, fuck this platform that I just built. I want to step down a little bit.
Oh, 100%. That's right. I was actually going to, like, just say, as you were talking about this, like, I, in, like, 2014, I, like, when I was like, all right, screw the bodybuilding, screw everything. Like, this is not, I felt like I was giving into an industry and areas of the fitness industry that I felt would give me edge and make me stand out. Meanwhile, I realized I was just part of like the cattle that are all just trying to be the same to try to get ahead. And I saw my, and in my mind, I'm like, ooh, I'm giving myself a one up and to be taken seriously in this industry. And I'm like, no, now I'm just putting myself in the rat race of what everyone's trying to do. And I felt like I was becoming so much less authentic to the other parts of me and to what I really believe. Not, and I'm not downplaying bodybuilding or just, you know, different aspects of the industry, just saying like that wasn't me. And I was playing into it because I guess I was trying to build a following and I was trying to stand out and to be like taken seriously. And I realized in the end that I'm like, that's just not, it, I didn't feel fulfilling to me. It felt like it was just like very empty validation. And I was like putting myself through like things that I just wasn't even passionate about. And I literally just started, and I realized I'm like, there's no rules to social media. There's no rules to branding. Like just like anything in life, you can just literally one day be like, nope, sorry, something different. And I just started like, I guess, branding myself completely different, like literally overnight. I was like, okay, I'm not prepping anymore. I wrote a blog about like why I'm not bodybuilding anymore and moving on with my life. And then I just started really focusing on like all the other things that I really do believe in. And I feel like in the end, I ended up gaining more support once I started doing that than when I was just like somebody that was like impressive to look at or like I posted a cool leg day or, you know, it just, I think that's really when I found my niche. And it's amazing how I was fearful too, because I was like, you know, all these people that look to me, they want to see somebody who's like killing it in the gym and who's shredded. And then in the end, it was like more people were like thanking me and sending me emails for being like real than like before. All I got was like, oh my God, you look amazing. And like, that was it. Now I get like real lengthy emails from people telling me how like this post changed their day and like, you know, you discussing this topic made me feel so much better about myself and way more rewarding. So I feel like at any point you can just, and it doesn't have to be black or white. Like you could still, let's say you were to focus on like the diabetes and the struggles and giving, you know, having a baby with these struggles and you were to make that more of your focus. And then one day you're like, hey, like, look at my body. I look amazing. Good for me. Like there's nothing wrong with that too. You know, there's no rules. So
yeah, there isn't. And I did have, I don't know if I told Christy this, but I had a, like another aha moment. We're finishing up her nursery and Christy has said this before though, but I was folding clothes and sitting like in the middle of the nursery and I just started bawling my eyes out. And I was like, holy fuck, like, I need to be a really good mom. Like, I need to, and, like, are my priorities in check right now? And where do I put energy into? And what are my focuses in life? And what do I want to bring my baby girl into? Like, when she comes into this world, I want to make sure I'm a good role model for her. And I'm not going to be perfect by any means. I don't think anybody is. But I want to be the best version of me that I can be. And after bawling hysterically by myself, I was like, fuck this. I'm going to do me. And however me is okay. And if you don't like me, guess what? There's like this unfollow button and I could get you, like, I don't care. I don't care anymore.
But then it's so freeing because I feel like, you know, then the people that are following your journey or are supporting you are actually supporting you.
Right.
And
right.
That's so much more. I'd rather have like 10 people that believe in me and that appreciate me as opposed to 20,000 people who I feel like I have to keep up with, that I have to like be hustling to keep by being this like persona of me that doesn't, that's like a facade almost. Like to me, that is just so exhausting. And in the end of the day, if you look at it, like it's not even, like that's not life in 3D. That's like such a small, like Christy, before you were like who actually freaking cares? Like,
right.
You know, just about like having to keep up with those pressures or whatever. It's like, nobody actually cares. Like when you like put the phone down and you look at life, you're like, oh wait, this is what matters. So in the end, like it doesn't even, like even like I say to myself sometimes, like what would be the worst case scenario if I like completely just put my focus in like life, you know, which I feel like I more or less have done. And I think that my Instagram account, my business, my blog, everything has kind of shifted to be about, to reflect me as opposed to like those exterior things. But still, it's like, what would be the worst case scenario? It's like, okay, so I need to like refocus my line of work and Instagram, my Instagram account would go to crap. And part of me is like, but like if I look at my life, like my actual life with my husband, my family, my friends, what I do for fun, it wouldn't change, you know? And it's like, even if I deleted my Instagram account, I would still have my business. I would still see my clients. I'd still make money. And it's like, sometimes when you think about it, like your direct life would not change at all if all of it went to crap, you know? So that's right. Also something I think about sometimes. Like it's not real life. It's not actually affecting. I mean, unless you're somebody who has like a million followers and you're getting paid like crazy amounts of money for endorsements, like then maybe, you know, it's affecting your real life. But for me, like, I don't do that. That's not my life. So it's like, in the end, it's like, I don't know. That's definitely a shift also, just to kind of, I don't know. I just feel like having, like, my pregnancy has helped me also to see, like, what's important, what's not, what's real, what's not.
Yeah.
Like, just certain things just don't matter. Like, they matter to an extent, but not really.
Yeah.
Yeah. My friends have said that too, like, since, I have one friend who has an 8-month-old, and she's like, the things that you used to care about, you're not going to anymore. Like, the petty shit and the minutia shit, like, you're just not going to have energy for it because you're a mom, and you have better things to worry about. And she's type A, too, and she was like, I used to want everything in order, and, like, I need to, she brews her coffee and stuff, like, which is, but it's like perfect coffee, but she used to do it all the time. And she's like, I don't even care. Bring me to like Cumberland Farms or Stewart's or some cheap gas station and get me a coffee that was sitting overnight. I don't, which is awesome. I think it's a good shift. I almost think it's like, you know, I think it's relieving in a way,
I guess. Big time.
Yeah, relieving in a way. And I wonder, too, if you know, say 10, 15, 20 years ago, if I don't feel like moms were feeling this because of social media is just so different, and just with pressures being different, too, because there's a lot of people that are like my mom's age or grandma's age who keep on telling me, oh my God, I loved being pregnant. And I'm like, you are fucking lying. Like,
yep.
you are lying. You're straight up lying. And they're like, no, I loved every bit of it. Like, it was so beautiful. But I wonder, too, if they genuinely did, because they didn't have these outside pressures. They didn't have it. They just,
it's
like...
It's so funny that you're bringing this up. I had a conversation with one of my mom's best friends, and she's a little bit older than my mom. She's probably like in her 60s, mid-60s, and she was so curious because she follows like all my posts. She reads all my blogs, and she's so supportive and so cute. But she's like not concerned, but she was like so curious as far as like, you know, especially in the beginning of my pregnancy when I was very vocal about like the shift in mindset and feeling like very lost in my own body. And she was so curious as to like, well, what do you even mean by that? And she just could not wrap her head around it. And she's like, isn't it like, it's just joyful. And we had these like interesting conversations where in the end, like it just came down to, she was like, I just don't think we thought about these things back then. Like we just didn't think about these things. And also you have to think about, that was a generation where women didn't wake up and make like salaries, and they didn't, and like, granted, it's awesome that that's how women are today, you know, like just more powerful and more assertive and go, you know, go-getter types. But back then, like, their main purpose was to just like build a home and take care of the home. And so to them, this was just an extension of their greater purpose. And it's just interesting. I feel like not only the media, but also just like as like feminism and, you know, women's rights have become bigger and bigger and women's responsibilities in the world. I feel like that shift has definitely gone away from being just a mom and taking care of family. And it's like building an empire, building a name for yourself. Like, how are you proving that you're strong and capable and can do it all? And so as much as like, I love the whole movement, it's also like putting a lot of pressure, even forget the media, but just to like be everything. You have to be a mom and a business owner, or, you know, getting promoted at your job, or like 800,000 different hats that we're like having to wear to prove like, I am woman, hear me roar. And it's like, I think the big thing that I'm realizing is it's okay to be whatever you are, or to be one thing, or to be nothing for a little while, or to be everything. It's like, there is no rule. And that it is, like you said, the word relieving before. As much as I feel like I've been mourning a loss, quote unquote, or at least I was more so, part of me at the same time, it's like this crazy juxtaposition of like mourning, but also being so thankful that I finally have a reason to let go of certain parts of myself that I feel like they weren't serving me. They were just driving me crazy. And like, after I have my baby and I'm like settled in my routine, like I can choose how to build it back or not, or it's almost like a blank canvas, you know? Hey, pups.
Just doggies. That is so true that you get to figure out where you want to put your energy into.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's true feminism, though. I think that's what it really should be about, is a female now gets to choose. And we joked about this at the kind of the end of the last podcast, but being a female, it should not have to be like, I have to choose. It should be, I can choose to do whatever I want.
Exactly.
I can make a pie, or I can put pieces of a pie together and put it up on a wall and tell everyone this is what the chart's going to be for the next quarter of our business, whatever it is. But,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's my little thing about it, is that I really, during the pregnancy, is that there's so much shit I don't know. And that's one of the reasons why I didn't write or say a whole lot, because I was like, God, there's so much shit I don't know, and I can't say anything to you because I don't know.
Yeah.
And like, you're not doing it wrong. You're just doing it different or whatever. Like, you can be the person who doesn't want kids or whatever, you know what I mean? So, I guess I'm more laid back. I'm much more of my hippiness. Or really, I'm just like, I don't know.
I feel like that's what I've been tapping into myself, though. It's just this kind of, like, free, floating, kind of like, it is what it is. And, like, part of me, again, is, like, mourning that loss of caring about every little detail, and the other part of me is like, finally letting that go, finally, like,
yeah,
this is, you know, this is, it just feels so much more natural to go with the flow as opposed to feeling like I have to be on top of everything and do everything. It's definitely all a blessing. It's all such a good learning process.
It is. I love it. I'm having a contraction right now.
Are you?
Yeah.
Wait, so how far are you right now?
I am 35 and a half weeks.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
But her kid is the size of my kid right now, strapped to my chest.
So my kid is 6 pounds, 12 ounces right now.
Not as big. She's at least 9 pounds now.
Oh, okay. But she's head down, ready to go. And Braxton Hicks is, like, I don't think these are Braxton Hicks anymore. Like, these bad boys, like, get crampy, and they're like, I was like, when do I know that I'm ready? And she was like, sweetheart, you'll know. Like, you're gonna, yeah. I was like, okay, so do I call you? Do I tell you, like, when should I come in? Like, cause I don't really want to walk in and be like, you have to go back home. I don't want to do that. Like, I live 40 minutes away. I want to play that game. So I asked her, when's a good time? And she was like, when you can't breathe, when you are like, something is not right.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, good. Great. So when a head is popping out of my vagina, I go to the hospital. That's like a great plan. But everything is ready to go because they're giving me about a week. So every time Christy and I like book something, I'm like, okay, let's book this. Like, let's get it done because I don't know what's going to happen. Like, I don't know, which is, I would have to tell you, Bianca, it's very exciting. Like when you get to the end, it's like this exciting, anxious, oh my God, I might shit myself, but God, I can't wait for it to happen. Like you, it's this like fear of unknown, but it's almost like a cool, it's the first time that I've been okay with not knowing like what's going to happen. Cause I know that in the end there's going to be a baby. I don't know when, I don't know how, I don't know like where I'll be at the moment. And I'm okay with that. Like it's that element of surprise that I like, I'm okay with, but
that's so awesome.
Yeah, it's a cool
I'm getting
feeling.
Excited hearing you talk about it. I'm like,
yeah. So, and you'll know, like, I feel changes probably, I mean, every week is something different. So this week has been more Braxton Hicks that, like, take my breath away or cramping.
I actually have a question about Braxton Hicks. I saw you posted about that recently. So
yeah.
I often will, like, be just, like, laying down and all of a sudden, like, in one specific part of my stomach, like not the whole thing, but like let's say on the side, I get this like pressure or tight feeling just there, and I look down and it looks like a big lump, like it could be a butt or a foot or something. And I asked my doctor about it, and he said, no, Braxton Hicks is more so your entire stomach tightening and hardening, not just one spot. He's like, that probably is a limb. But then I saw you write about that it was more like spot specific, right?
So mine did the same exact thing initially, and I thought they told me, oh, it's probably just her butt sticking out or her leg she's pushing out. No, it's your, because you don't have a lot of fat mass on your belly, right? So when everything contracts in, it's going to pull everything in, and then you see the outline of your baby. So that's what you're seeing. Like it, and I'm no doctor, but I would assume that you're having a Braxton Hicks, and they're just going to get more and more intense. And they happen mostly with me at nighttime.
Interesting. Very interesting.
They did in the beginning, mostly at nighttime. Now they're like 24/7. So initially it was just in the beginning, and we would yell at her. Like I'd be like, baby girl, knock it off. Then I realized I was really doing it to her. So, but yeah, I think that you're probably feeling Braxton Hicks that can come. They can start anywhere from like as early as 20 weeks.
So. Well, yeah, I've been this feeling that I'm talking about, I've been getting for a while now. And like some days I don't get it at all. And some days I get it like 10 times, you know, like I feel like it's so, I know also like I was reading about Braxton Hicks hydration has a lot to do with it. And some days I'm like terrible with water, but that's interesting. I saw your post on that and I was like, I wonder if that's what I'm feeling.
I bet you, because initially they told me it was just her butt sticking out, and then when it happened again on the ultrasound, the tech was like, oh, no, that's a Braxton Hicks.
And I was interesting.
Like, yeah. Oh, yeah, you're cooking, Mama.
Getting ready.
I know that you have to run, so I want to wrap this up real quick with you. So we always do the wrap up of one thankful thing. So Bianca, do you want to do one thing that you're thankful for today or this week?
This week, you guys go first. I have to think about this.
You can go, Christy.
I am going to get my Thanksgiving meal together. Because I'm hosting. I hosted Christmas last year, and we're going to host Thanksgiving this year. So I put the call to order for my family to say what they're bringing, and then I'm filling in the spots. And I'm not a good cook, but I love following and trying to act like I am. And my turkey was a hit last Christmas, so I'm like, I'm going to watch Rachel Ray and find out another thing to do for a side.
Awesome. Oh, that's exciting.
So that's...
Mine is Well, I'm just really happy that she's no longer in the 98th percentile and she's in the 88th percentile. So, baby girl slowed her roll. And yeah, that makes me it makes me number one proud because I was like super super tight control with my sugars and it makes me fascinated that she is so much like her growth is directly related to my sugars, which is our bodies are crazy. But yeah, that's
awesome. Amazing. Mm-hmm. I'd have to say that I am just thankful for my baby's health. And, you know, out of all the things I could think of that I am thankful for, that always just ends up being the first and foremost thing that I'm thankful for. Because in the end of the day, like, if that wasn't the case, then nothing else would seem as awesome. So I'm just very thankful that I've been blessed with, no complications and everything's going well. And there's not really much more I can ask for. So. Yeah. Very thankful for that.
Yeah, excellent. Well, we will link all of the social medias and Bianca's blog in the show notes. So we want to thank you, Bianca, for coming on again. It was nice to talk. Yeah.
Same. Thank you so much for having me. I love talking to you guys.
It's neat to talk to like-minded people that are in the same area. It's funny to think, like life brings you these people that are in the same, like, hemisphere. It's just so interesting.
It is crazy.
It is. Maybe next time we can have three little ones on.
Oh, my God. That just gave me goosebumps. That's so weird.
We're going to plan it. It'll be next. Or perfect. We can do, like, me next and then Bianca. Like, we'll plan it out.
There we go.
I love it. I'm down.
So thanks, everyone, for listening. You can follow us at championchat360 at gmail.com. Send questions there and follow us at championchat360 on Instagram. Hope you guys have a great day. We'll talk to you soon. And if we don't talk to you before, happy holidays. But we will. So.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.